This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's getting chilly or downright cold in parts of the rest of the country. Here in Southern California, though, we're still smack in the middle of wildfire season. It's been a busy one so far. Nearly 40% more fires out there than usual, which means firefighters have been using more fire retardant, that orange liquid you see sometimes being dropped from planes. From KPCC here in Los Angeles, Sandon Totten reports that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Up close, retardant looks like carrot juice.
This is fire retardant here. This is was mixed this summer.
Kevin Reed works for the state agency CAL FIRE. He says it's orange so firefighters can see it from the air. And he insists it's totally safe to touch, which is good because he just poured it all over my hand.
Ugh, it kind of does feel like snot. I feel like I just got slimed in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's Ghostbusters. It's just a different color.
We're at a CAL FIRE airbase in Hemet. This is where tanker planes fill up on retardant before flying out to the front lines. Kevin Reed fires up the machine that mixes powdered retardant with water to make that signature orange slime.
So that's how your retardant mixes, right there.
All the retardant in the U.S. is made in Southern California by one company, Foscheck. George Matusik works there.
So I'm going to take my lighter here.
He's holding a sheet of paper towel. Half of it is normal. The other half was dipped in retardant and then dried.
And I'll light the untreated end. You can see, as soon as I got the retardant, it turned black, but it went out.
He says retardant is mostly ammonium phosphate, basically a fertilizer. When a fire gets near the stuff, it creates a reaction that turns woody material into an almost pure form of carbon. Matusik says that takes away the fire's fuel source.
If you think of a diamond or graphite, neither one of those will burn. That's pure carbon. And if this was a tree, it'd be black on the outside, but alive on the inside.
Small-scale demonstrations like this are one thing. But Andy Stahl says in the real world, dropping fire retardant can have serious consequences. He's with a watchdog group called the Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics.
Dump a load of retardant in a creek. You can kill the fish for miles downstream. It literally kills the fish within minutes.
That happened in 2009. Retardant killed dozens of endangered fish in Santa Barbara County. It was an accident. Firefighters normally won't drop within 300 feet of a waterway. But Stahl says, even with that rule in place, retardant isn't worth the risk, since he claims there's no statistical evidence the stuff reliably helps in the field.
We can find individual anecdotal examples where, yes, it appears that in this one place, we dropped the retardant and the fire stopped.
But he says for every case like that, there are 10 where the retardant didn't seem to help at all.
I mean, every time you drop fire retardant, there's so many variables.
Glenn Stein works with the U.S. Forest Service, where he studies retardant.
You know, whether it's the temperature or the humidity or the wind. And so you're never quite sure whether it was the fire retardant that did it or whether it was some other variable that did it.
But Stein says there are hundreds of laboratory tests showing retardant slows fires in controlled settings. The Forest Service can spend up to $36 million a year on its retardant program, but that's only around 4% of their total firefighting budget. CAL FIRE's Kevin Reed says the orange slime is totally worth it, but dropping it is just the first step.
We deliver the retardant, and then ground crews have to do their part on the ground to actually put the fire out.
And Reed says the more tactics you can use to put out a fire, the better. In Hemet, California, I'm Sandon Totten for Marketplace.